Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
And now, Bill and Alyssa from the Q Morning Show present Can't Read, Can't Write.
Molly Carney is here. Comedian, Saturday Night Live alumnus, Magnificat grad. So does that mean, where is your hometown? Where do you call home?
I say Cleveland. I grew up in North Olmsted, and then...
North Olmsted. I thought maybe River...
My school was in River, but I went to grade school in Westlake. My parents now live in Lakewood. My brothers live in Lakewood. So,
okay, that explains it.
Okay.
We were trying to figure all of that out.
Yeah, so West Sider for sure.
Yep.
I know, like, especially when you're out of town, it's like you just say, I'm from Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yes.
But when you get back to Cleveland, it's like, okay, but where?
Yeah.
But where? Because I would say I'm from Cleveland, but I'm from Brunswick. Here... I get ripped for that because, right. Like, that's not Cleveland.
Well, how generous is that geographical Cleveland? Like, can you, if you're from Canton, can you say you're from Cleveland?
No, I don't think so.
What I would say Cuyahoga County.
I don't, I mean, Lorraine's pushing it, yeah.
What about Akron? Are they in the Cleveland bubble, or do you have to say Akron?
I would say only yes for LeBron.
That's the correct answer.
LeBron said Akron. LeBron was more pro Akron than he was Cleveland.
As you should be.
Yeah. Somebody's got to represent.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So, Magnificat high school grad. Do you have fond memories from high school?
Absolutely. I loved high school. I had like a blast in high school.
Really?
Absolutely. I had so much fun. I'm still like best friends with a lot of my classmates there.
That's interesting to me. Are you friends with people from high school?
No.
Alyssa?
No.
I am not either. Maybe it has something...
Good for you, though.
Maybe it has something to do with our personalities. Like, would you consider yourself to be more of an introvert or an extrovert, Molly?
Older I'm getting, I think I'm more... I'm an extrovert when I was growing up, and now I think that I'm more confident and settled with who I am as an individual. I find myself to be more introvert. But obviously my job is talking.
You have to be an extrovert.
And chatting.
Yeah.
And yeah. Like, I love my time at home where I'm just like not speaking for the whole day.
Where is home for you now?
I live in Brooklyn.
Still in New York. Still in the New York area.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We were wondering if you had made the trek to LA. You're doing a lot of work in LA though, right?
I am. I was just in LA last week doing like some press promo for, I got a role in this new CBS show called DMV. It's a workplace comedy about the DMV, and it's based in East Hollywood. And we start filming in July, but we film in Montreal.
Oh.
So I'll be living in Montreal for 6 months, but keeping my Brooklyn apartment. And I lived in LA before SNL, so I don't think I'll go back there. It's too far from my family. I don't like living far from my fam.
So when you're back in town this weekend with the comedy shows at 27 Club, you jumped at that chance, right? You probably don't miss an opportunity to come home back to Northeast Ohio.
I come home every couple months, no matter what. because I'm very close. Like, my cousins are, like, my siblings. Like, we're all very close. So I just need to see them to, like, fill my cup.
It's like a nice little, like, hard reset on your brain to, like, be back with those people who are, like, your people.
But I will say this is the first time, I mean, Connor's been asking me to do shows, and I've been really shying away from it because I'm like, I can't do comedy in front of, I know that my shows will be full of my family, which will be tonight, which is going to be great, but it is also terrifying.
So your career like trajectory, do you have a stand-up background? Did you have one before SNL?
Oh, yeah, that's where, I started in stand-up when I started stand-up in college at University of Dayton. Then I went to Put-in Bay through the summers and worked there. And then I did stand-up up there anytime I chance I could. And then I started doing hour-long sets up there at the Fishbowl.
And hours worth of material that you had to come up with.
That's a long time.
Yeah, and I was like just starting stand-up, so I was just telling stories, and I was like honing how to figure this out to literally 100 people that are drunk.
Yeah.
And sunburned and not listening.
Wait, do you want them drunk or do you not want them drunk?
Well, it was actually like the best training that I could have because now I'm doing shows where people are actually giving me their full attention, and it's jokes that I've like worked on for so long. Back then, I was just like, well, if they're listening, good, but if they're not, they're not even that good jokes because I'm like kind of just learning how to do this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was the perfect like blend of they're half listening and I'm half ready.
Right.
Do you have your go-to story from when you did stand up where you had just the absolute worst night of your life doing stand up? I kind of love hearing those stories. I know that it might like hurt your soul to talk about them, but I just...
Hopefully you're far enough removed from it now that you can look back and like laugh at whatever that moment was.
We were just talking about local Cleveland comedian Mike Polk. His story is he was doing this show in Elyria somewhere, some bar or something like that. And literally one person came to the show.
Oh.
And Mike did his act, his whole show for this one guy.
Was he laughing at least?
I think Mike said he was having, it seemed like he was having a good time.
Okay.
He said the only awkward part was when this guy had to go to the bathroom. And Mike's like, do I just stop and do I pause my act and wait till he comes back? Probably because he's the only one in here. So do you have a story like that, Molly Kearney?
I do. I mean, and I will have more throughout this lifetime. Like things happen. Like that's like what keeps, I think, stand-up comics coming back because you have these amazing sets, but the ones that are like those sets, you learn a lot about yourself. Mm-hmm. And you learn a lot about like, well, I got to do it again because the next time can't be any worse than just happened. Like it's always got to go up from those moments. But when I was in Chicago, I came up in the stand-up scene there. And I did a little bit of Second City, but I didn't want to pay for the classes. So I decided to go do open mics because they were free. And then I started getting booked at the Laugh Factory. And I did a set and I just ate it. It was terrible. And I just remember walking home crying.
No.
And I was like, I suck at this. Like, what the hell am I doing? Why did I choose to do this? Like, I'm so broke. I don't have any money. And I just like ate it in front of like all of Chicago. And then the next night I had 3 shows and I like had the best time ever. I was like, I'm a comedian. Like, that's probably the best. And Put-in Bay, you know, like that was very challenging. And
yeah, because everybody's there to get drunk. That's the whole purpose to go to Put-in Bay. Yeah.
Which is why I think I wouldn't change it because it really kind of built up my, like, you can't really hurt me up there.
Right.
I've been building up strength to not be affected by people who are talking or people who are disruptive to shows. And I'm also, like, SNL was a great place to learn that, like, you can't be affected by too much or else you're going to be literally hurting for too much of it. It's like, it's not worth it.
And you can't really be funny when you're hurting too. Yeah. So you have to keep those two things separated a little bit.
Off.
Yeah. Just roll off of you.
Do you feel more pressure when you have a show in your hometown and you know that there's family and friends in the audience?
1000%. My whole set is about my family and now I'm going to be telling it to them.
Have you warned them in advance that, hey, you're in the act, by the way?
Like, they know that. I mean, I did, like, a weekend update on SNL about my family, but I don't know if they know the extent of it. But also, I'm trying to write more jokes about not just my family, so I think I'm going to be doing a lot of that stuff tonight. But yeah, I had dinner with my parents last night. I like drove in from New York and I like literally went right to dinner with them. And I told them, I was like, Mom, Dad, you're in my set a lot. You know this, but you haven't heard it in a while. And I just want, and some of it might be made up or some of it might be false, but you just have to laugh and not tell anybody. You can't be like, that never happened.
Right. You have to go along with it. How
hard, Mom, that never happened.
That sounds something exactly what Mom or Dad would say. Yep. They would try to defend themselves afterwards.
Right. But they're, I mean, they're my best, they're my biggest fans. They're my best friends and they're just pumped up and excited to see me. And my dad starts to get emotional these days because he gets pumped up so much, but we're the same person, so it's tough. I'm like,
I love that you're like so close with them.
I'm
so
very lucky, yeah.
They're tonight, they're coming to the shows.
Oh, not only are my parents coming, but all of my their siblings are coming, which is a lot of
people. So the whole fam is going to be there.
Yeah.
Great aunts and uncles. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of people.
Now, SNL.
I have a third cousin coming. Yeah, it's just,
I was going to say, SNL, like, we watch every week. A lot of people watch every week. But would you say that this is like more or less nerve wracking?
This is more.
That? Okay.
For
that's,
me.
I figured that that was going to be your answer because I there's just something different about like looking at people that you know.
Yeah.
It's like when you don't know the people, it's like, ah. But when you know the people in the crowd, it's like, oh my God.
But then my dad said something last night that I was like, okay, you're right. He's like, Mom, though, they're just proud of you. They're your biggest fans. They're the ones who shouldn't, you're not, they're the only people in the world that you shouldn't be stressed out about.
Aww.
And I was like,
no,
yeah,
it's absolutely true. It's,
yeah.
They're probably immensely proud of you. They'll be sitting in the audience tonight. I mean, I think I'm the only parent in the room. And anything that my kids do, anything, out on a baseball field, like I'm extra emotional, you know, at a baseball game now watching my kids play. I know that's probably what is going through your parents' mind. There's nothing that you can do wrong, in their eyes.
I love that. That's very sweet.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So you mentioned your family and specifically the Saturday night. Saturday Night Live skit where you were at the Weekend Update desk,
mm-hmm.
and you talked about Cleveland. Let's sum that up quickly, just in case you know someone.
Well, first of all, most magical place in the world, not Disneyland. It is Cleveland.
Yeah,
love
that's
that.
That's true.
Second of all, the one that we watched was the Thanksgiving, the turkey parade.
Mm-hmm. That's the one that we want to talk about.
The turkey parade. Yeah. We definitely want to talk about that because I saw that and I was like, I wonder if people think that this is a Cleveland thing now because this is not a Cleveland thing.
Before we get to that, I actually, because we are a little bit Saturday Night Live obsessed.
I love that.
I've watched it, you know, since 1989, and you know, I've read books and everything else, so I'm fascinated by everything that goes on there. What was the process like for you? Like, how did that get pitched to go on how did it get on Weekend Update? Like, how did that work out?
So Monday night, it's the beginning of the week. Everybody, cast and writers, all come in, and we meet the host in Lauren's office, and we do a pitch, which is like, you say like a one or two liner about a sketch idea or something fake. Usually it's not like really, you're just kind of like making the host laugh. And Tuesday is when you write all the ideas. And if you say you have a Weekend Update idea, you usually go to one of the producers and they're like, well, we have like six people doing updates, so maybe hold it till next week. But if it's specific to that host or specific to like a current news article,
right,
then they'll let you write it. So it all just depends. It's kind of like, and then it doesn't mean you got it. You just have to, it means you can write it.
Okay.
And maybe it gets to table read. Mm-hmm. So then you find your writers, or if you can, like Michael Longfellow usually writes it by himself, and then he has like a writer kind of like punch it up towards the end there. But Rosebud Baker was like my favorite person to write with there. She's an amazing stand-up. I think she was just at Hilarities a couple weeks ago. But she helped me write it because she's also a stand-up comic. So she knew my perspective, like telling a story through a stand-up like voice on an update. And then I wrote it. It got to table. It did well. They picked it, and then it goes to dress rehearsal. And if it does well enough on dress rehearsal, then it goes through. So it's really like you're like biting your nails till 10:30 p.m. on Saturday.
Wow. So it's like cutting it down to the wire before you even know if it's going to be on.
Oh, yeah. And it can get cut, and then you're just like, yeah. I think I've had three updates cut after dress, but everybody does. Like, it's like, it's just the way it rolls, like, all the time.
So tell us then about, let's do the dissection of the entire story of what that was about, because you're right, it was fascinating.
Like, what is, like, I was cracking up because I was like, this is such a Cleveland thing without being a Cleveland tradition. Like, this wouldn't happen anywhere else.
Yeah,
so but like, this is not a Cleveland tradition. Maybe it should be.
So this happens in a neighborhood in Lakewood?
No, actually, to my mom's side of the family, we all have houses like Cleveland Heights, West Park, Lakewood, but we all share a house in Huron on the lake.
Mm.
What a great idea.
That's so nice.
For an entire family to get a house.
Bunk room. Like, uh-huh. They keep me humble. You know, I sleep in it's a bottom bunk, and I've pimped it out with like a blackout curtain and stuff.
But. Oh, so it's like yours. Like, it's designated as yours.
No, but it is because I'm one of the older cousins, so they know I'll destroy them if they take my bed.
Yeah.
If I'm in town.
It's fair.
What a great idea, though, for an entire family to just. Like, I don't think my family could get together and do something like that. Like, there would be some fighting. Somebody would complain that it's too expensive, and
there's
it would never happen.
There's definitely some arguing.
Yeah.
But it's like, at the end of the day, we all share a meal at the end and have some cocktails together.
Uh-huh. And that's all that matters.
Yeah. So my Uncle John, who is married to my mom's sister, he was in the Navy. He's just like the funniest dude ever. He's a banker. He's got four kids.
He's the guy with his fist up the turkey's ass in that from the sketch.
Yeah, he's just like, he's kind of like the captain, my captain of the family. Like, he's like, we're doing this. Here's your itinerary. We're going to have the best day of our lives. And then tomorrow's going to be a better day. And the next day is going to be even better. It's like, he's coming. They're all coming to the show tonight. So it's going to be, who knows what they're going to do. But
I hope he brings a turkey.
You know, I wouldn't put it past him. And they're starting early at 6 p.m. We're having dinner at the Lago. So we'll see how I hope they can, you know.
I hope they can hang.
I think that every family needs that person in the family. Kind of like the cruise director.
Yes.
Yes, he's a cruise director, but he's also training us all to be our own cruise directors. Like, now I find myself doing this type of stuff with my group of friends. And I'm like, oh, my God, I am the Uncle John of this group of friends now. Like, he's training us all.
Mm-hmm.
He's preparing to pass down the torch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun in that family.
It really does.
Like, we wake up on Thanksgiving really with blowhorns. Well, usually, actually, the turkey trot. I did the turkey trot last year and the year before, and I ran it with my mom. And I'm like, I can't have my mom run a 5K and beat me. Like, yeah, maybe I'm living the SNL lifestyle 2 years ago, and I'm like, I'm not sleeping good. I'm like, eating bad, you know, I'm taking terrible care of my body, and I'm like, I'm running this 5K with my mom.
I'm doing it.
And it kills me. And then after they have these turkey legs, like huge, like, yeah, it's disgusting. But we wake up in the morning with a blowhorn, and we all get up and run the race.
Oh, that's awesome. So is Thanksgiving, like, is that the big holiday in your fam?
Christmas, we kind of class it up. We get dressed nice, and we usually spend it in Westlake at, like, Uncle John's and Aunt Sam's house.
Okay.
And, like, it's more classy. It's tame.
But Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is a full week.
And everybody in that video, now, I wasn't sure if that was like a neighborhood thing. Is that, that's all just your family?
Yes.
That's just Molly's family.
Yeah.
That is awesome. I want an invite. Like, that looks so fun.
I think that is really rare. And I think it's special.
Yes.
Because I really don't think that the majority of families are like that. Like, my family, we don't even make Thanksgiving plans until the Wednesday before.
Right.
We're just not like that. Like, what you have is something very special.
It is. I remind myself that as much as I can, because...
Well, I'm glad that you embrace it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's the best. It's like one of my favorite whole... I love them so much. And yeah, when I come home for holidays or I come home for a weekend in the summer, I know I'm leaving more tired than when I came. Mm-hmm. And I know sometimes I even, like, I'm a crier. Like, if I'm overwhelmed or I'm exhausted, I might be in my 30s, but I still cry to my parents when I leave them. I'm like, I'm just, like, exhausted, and, like, I'm just really tired. And then my parents give me a pep talk, and then they send me on my way back to New York, and then I sleep for a couple days, and I'm fine.
It's called a millennial existential crisis. Welcome.
We have
them, like, once a day.
It's really okay. I think it's good to cry.
Yeah, it's good. Just get it all out.
All out.
Do you have any other, like, fun traditions like that with your family, or is that, like, the big one?
For the Michigan Ohio State game, we jump in the lake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, no matter the weather?
Just for no reason. Just do it.
We just, I think at one point it was like, if Ohio State wins, we jump in the lake. And then the one year we lost, we're like, well, they lost, so we have to jump in the lake.
So win or lose, we're jumping in the lake.
So my dad is always in the lake. He does it every year. And my cousin Libby and Pixie usually do it. And they're like, they worked at Put-in-Bay too. So they're like crazy island party people.
Yeah.
Who are not fearless. I jump in it. One year I didn't want to do it. So I was like, Mom, just tell everyone I have a sinus infection and I'm not allowed. Say that I'm not allowed. So my mom was like, Molly's not allowed.
How old were you?
It was 2 years ago.
Oh, my God.
I was like, Mom, just tell them that I'm not allowed in there. Well, now they're all going to know if it doesn't do this.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you mind if I ask more questions about SNL?
Please, please, go for it.
Because I really don't know. Was that a positive experience for you, or do you leave? Was there a bittersweet feeling after leaving? Because I don't know. Like, was it a mutual decision to leave?
No, it wasn't mutual. It was definitely like I knew it was coming. I did not fit in there. I love everyone there. It was like another type of family. Like, I'm still very close with my castmates, but I didn't like the competition every week. I was like, I like to be funny because it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's not like my sketch needs to be funnier than this person's sketch or else I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
And I just didn't, I never really grasped the writing there. Like, I like to write and I'm like working on like screenplay stuff, which is total different ballgame than writing short form sketch, which I don't know how to do. I just don't. I'm confident than saying that I don't know how. But yeah, I had a great time there. And then Lauren and I had a good discussion, and my agents and my team, we all kind of agreed that like it was best too, because I just wasn't shining there, and I was kind of like I felt very unfunny there towards the end. Just because I wasn't really able to swing the bat as much. Yeah, but then like I left on a happy note, because I was like, I can go do something else. And then the first day of their season was the day that I booked that pilot for DMV. So I was like,
So the universe again.
Yeah, the universe is doing its thing.
Yeah. So I mean,
do you find solace that the level of talent of people that are associated with Saturday Night Live but didn't have a good experience there is massive? Like, you have to be able to look to them and say, oh my gosh, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Larry David. I mean, the list goes on and on of people that were a part of Saturday Night Live, but it just wasn't, you know, their thing. But
it wasn't for them.
Yeah. And I mean, I had a hell of a time there. I learned a lot. I'm like, no one can hurt my feelings ever, because that place kind of built up my wall of like, it's like an ebb and flow type of like, you can feel, you can cry at a drop of a dime because something got cut, and then you can be like, well, then I'm in this thing. And it's like everything's so like ebbs and flows where you have no control over it. You kind of just have to like let go and not let God, let Lauren Michael, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I talked to Michaela Watkins after, and she's on like every TV show you've ever seen. And I saw Casey Wilson at the 50th, and like Dean Edwards was on the earlier cast. Like, he's a stand up at the Comedy Cellar. I see a lot. I don't know. It's just like, it's not the end all be all. It's kind of just a stepping stone. And as long as you leave with good relationships with people and don't have such a chip on your shoulder, all is well.
I imagine it's a massive like networking thing too.
It's very much like a fraternity / sorority. Yeah. Like, you'll always be a part of it though.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No one can take that away from you. Mm-hmm. Did you go to the 50th?
I did. Yeah, it was awesome. It was a good time. I went with Punky and Chloe Trost. And it was really fun. I saw so many people that are like, you're my heroes.
Oh,
yeah. It was cool. And I got to see Molly Shannon again. And Molly Shannon hosted when I was there. And she's from
Shaker Heights, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she, excuse me, her mom was a bridesmaid in my grandma's wedding.
Shut up. That is so funny.
Okay. Molly Shannon was a bridesmaid.
No, Molly Shannon's mom.
Oh, Molly Shannon's mom was a bridesmaid in your grandmother's wedding.
Yeah.
So they're just like friends? Like they go back?
Yeah. So like,
small world.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's Cleveland for you.
So we got to bond over that. And it was just like, I think my aunt Jean's in her book. I don't know. It's just like a very small world. And then she's just the best. She's exactly who you would hope she would be. She's the sweetest lady ever.
I love to hear that too.
Yeah, like people that you've met and you idolize. So I'm assuming that there's people like that that you've idolized, you've looked up to, and that you've met. Has it always met your expectations when you meet someone like that?
I think so, because especially when I was at SNL, it was like the host, you're in our world, you know, you're coming into our mm-hmm. playroom, not the other way around. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not invading your space how usually people are with celebrities. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of just like, let's play around. Like, let's have some fun. Like, you know, yeah. It was like barriers down. Like another Clevelander, Travis Kelce, was an awesome host.
I keep forgetting he's from Cleveland. I don't know how.
He was so fun and just like down to do anything. I'm trying to think if there's any other Cleveland people. But I mean, two is a lot.
Two is a lot for us. We'll take it. No, that's awesome. And even after SNL, like you said, the DMV, you said you start shooting for that in July.
Yeah.
And then also, too, you had A League of Their Own on Amazon.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Is there going to be another season of that?
No, I think, unfortunately, when it got picked up in the beginning, they started filming. They filmed the pilot and then COVID happened. So then it got pushed back a year or two. They filmed the season and then they're about to start writing season two. And Amazon was like, we'll give you season two or half a season or something. And mm-hmm. then the writer's strike happened.
Oh,
so then
gosh.
I think they just kind of got dropped, which is very sad because that was like a fun show. It was cool.
Yeah, there were a lot of fun people. Was Darcy Carden on that show?
Yeah. Who's also a great person, yeah.
She's awesome. I remember an interview with her in the past few years where she talked about how there was a point in her career where she almost, I don't know if she ever told you the story, she almost like gave up and said, that's it, I'm not going to do this anymore. And then she got a good place.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. Crazy.
That's
she was
nuts.
In Broad City a lot with Abby Jacobson, who co-wrote League of Their Own.
Mm-hmm.
I know that was probably one of her first acting gigs, and then she kind of probably was probably between Broad City and A Good Place. Sometimes. I remember right before I got this Comedy Central thing in 2019, I was like, okay, I'm quitting if I don't get anything.
You had the same. You had 30. The same thing in your life. Where
yeah,
you-
and I'm like, I'm going to do something else. And then like a week later, I booked this Comedy Central like Up Next, like New Faces thing. And I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm staying.
Yeah.
I always love asking this question, too, since you brought it up. If you were to do something else that were not comedy, like a totally, totally different field, if this was not your job, what would you be trying to do? I asked this to Billie Eilish, and she said that she wanted to work at Trader Joe's, and my mind was like blown.
I love her.
And
she's
I was like,
awesome
that I could see that. Like, but I also think she would probably enjoy that. Like, yeah. Her line would be full constantly.
Absolutely.
Do you have a place like that?
Well, wait a minute. Is this before her career takes off, or
no? She was saying, what if, right? She was already pretty big.
Wait a minute. Are you saying alternate universe Billie Eilish?
No, I asked her if she had another job, backup plan, if she wasn't a singer, like what would she be doing? And she was like, I've always wanted to work at Trader Joe's. And I was like,
I know,
sick.
But she would just
me
be
too,
she would just be Billy.
It looks like a good place.
But if she wasn't Billie Eilish, she'd just be Billy the cashier. Her line wouldn't be that long.
But her personality.
Exactly.
She got a good personality.
Who knows? Maybe she would sing to the people in her line and she would always have a long line.
That's right.
So what is the well,
and Phineas would be at the other register.
Right.
Going,
just like playing a guitar or something.
So what is that for you then, Molly?
Well, I went to art school, like I studied art. I've been drawing I draw houses. Like if you're going to sell your home and you want like a memento of remembering that home and you get like a drawing done of it and put it in a frame, or like realtors give you like they sell your house, you're like, here's a memory of your home. Well, I've been drawing those for people since like high school. So I have like an account that I still have that I don't know. I pay my rent with it. I probably just draw and do art.
Okay.
Probably like make videos and stuff and go into that world.
Okay. That's awesome. I didn't know that about you.
Are you still doing that? Like as a side hustle?
A side hustle, no. Passion, yes. But it's hard to focus when I don't have to worry about drawing these three houses this week so I can pay rent. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like, oh, I'm just doing it because I enjoy it.
Right.
It's because you like to.
Yeah.
But you still get paid for it. You don't do it for free.
No, God, no. I can't do that. No.
And how long does that like usually take you? I had no idea that you went to art school.
Probably like, well, the houses thing I just started doing in high school. My aunt was like, I'll give you $100 to draw your other aunt's house. And I was like, okay. And I did it. And I was like, wow, I'm actually quite good at this. And so it got me beer money in college. It paid for my rent in Chicago. It helped me pay for my rent in LA, like right before I was getting SNL.
And when That's awesome.
SNL, I was still doing it, yeah. But yeah, it takes me like 5 hours maybe. And I'll watch like a TV show while I'm doing it or listen to a book or something.
Do you have a show that you're watching right now?
I rewatch things.
What are you rewatching?
I hear that I saw on TikTok that when you rewatch shows, it means you're working on regulating your emotions.
Oh, is that what it means?
Yeah.
Well, I've been doing that for years then, I guess. I don't know.
And girl, we've been regulating our emotions.
So what are you currently rewatching?
I'm rewatching Seinfeld Classic and Shameless. I really like shows where like it's like dark humor with families. Obviously, mm-hmm. I like getting the nitty gritty of like characters, and I think that show really does good. And I like the show Better Things with Pamela Adlon that I'm rewatching.
I haven't checked that one out yet.
It's great.
What's it on?
But it's Hulu.
Hulu. Okay.
It's so good. It's another like it's about her and her three daughters, and it's really.
Is it like dark comedy too?
Yeah.
Okay. I love that.
It's just about family drama and funny, like looking at the funny side of things.
I love a good dramedy.
Yeah.
Is there anything else projects coming up that, because you mentioned DMV, the pilot. You said you were about to shoot the pilot or you have shot the pilot?
We shot the pilot and we got picked up for season one. So okay. It's going to be premiering in the fall, CBS Mondays.
Ooh.
Are you going to have to get one of those English to French dictionaries, or does Google just handle all that? Google Translate handles that?
Half the crew, which was lovely, and I hope we're working with them again in Montreal, like all of them spoke French. So like Tim Meadows is actually in the show. And then Tony Cavallaro from Righteous Gemstones, he's on the show with me, and like Harriet Dyer. But anyway, some of them are taking French classes, and some of us, me, are not. But I need to. I'm going to start my Duolingo.
I was going to say.
I've been doing a lot of traveling.
Yeah, Duolingo it up. Yeah. There you go. It's right in your pocket.
And you know, bonjour.
Yes, exactly. There you go. Yeah. You already have a handle on it.
And when it's nighttime, bonsoir.
There you go. Baguettes.
That's incredibly exciting. Anything else that you wanted to talk about? Because that sounds like a lot. I mean, with that, with the pilot, and then with the comedy tours
stand-up
here
shows.
And there, you've got a lot going on. And
drawing houses sometimes. Like
rewatching TV shows.
Yeah.
Seems like your schedule's
busy. It's my safe space watching TV. And then I'm just like, I'm doing market research. Like, what? Watch TV. I'm doing market research.
Exactly. It's part of the
work.
Job.
Put it in the work.
And all the family activities. Yeah. I mean, it's constant.
You're getting content. Yeah.
Thank
doing.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Finally. It's all part of the job.
Finally, people understand me. I'm in Cleveland.
Yeah, no, you're at a radio station. You're in a good place.
Yes.
We get it.
Yes.
Molly Carney, we can't thank you enough for doing this. Like, I am so thrilled that you came in.
Thank you, guys. I love
to do
being
this
here.
Today. Well, I mean, Alyssa and I, so we've been working together for just a little over a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just moved back from San Diego like this time last year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And we rarely do interviews on our show. It's really not part of the format of our show because there's, well, not that many people want to talk to us, but also there's not many people that we want to talk to either.
Yeah. Plus, we don't have we don't usually have like the time to have just like a fun combo
this. It's never good. And so when we saw that Molly was going to be in town, we're like, should we reach out? Just see what happens. Just try it. And then Alyssa, because Alyssa set all this up, and she's like, they said that she'd come in like on a Saturday.
Hell yeah.
At noon. I'm like, shut
up. She used to work on Saturdays.
She is not. She's not really going to come in.
And then even we were sitting here, we're like, what if they don't show up? And then Bill was trying to manage expectations. He's like, it has happened to me. And I'm like, oh no, it hasn't happened to me.
No, I love, this was a great chat. And talking with Cleveland friends is always
wonderful. Wonderful to meet you. Good
and
luck.
Before you go though, I have one more question because I got to know. So you're in Cleveland, you're here. Mm-hmm. Before you head back to Brooklyn, where is like the one spot that every time you're home, you have to go anywhere? It could be like a spot to go look at the lake, food, drink, anything.
Okay. Well, I always have to see the lake wherever. Okay. Doesn't matter where.
Usually, don't always jump in it, but you have to see it.
But you have to at least see that it's still there.
Yeah. Because I feel like we all here who live in Cleveland are like, I don't like to be landlocked. Luckily, I'm not landlocked in Brooklyn, but. Okay, the lake, and I like to go see my friends at Brew Nuts.
I love Brew Nuts.
And if I'm at Put-in-Bay, I go to the Forge because those are my homies. Wait, the Forge and Brew Nuts are my two favorite spots.
I have to look real quick because, hold please. I'm pretty sure that this weekend, have you been to Brew Nuts yet?
No.
Since you've been back? So this weekend, they have Shrek donuts.
Oh, my God.
I know. Isn't it awesome?
I know. And that's why I'm going. I know.
They have one called Get Out My Swamp. They have ogres or like onions. Like, they have so many. So hopefully, if you go this weekend.
Still some.
Yeah, I hope so, too. They even have a shirt.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and the one of the women behind the Brunettes opened
Shelly.
The W.
She's my buddy.
You know her.
Shelly, yeah.
I don't know her.
She's
but
the greatest.
I went to a drag show at Brunettes over the holidays, and like she was there.
She was
talking about the W, and I was like, oh my God, like this is so cool. I think it just had its grand opening.
Okay, that's going to be my third thing I need to do when I come to Cleveland. Now.
Okay, yeah, definitely put that on the list.
Yes.
Okay, Brunettes. I love that.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm excited for you to stop them, hopefully before
that's
you head
great
back.
Great question. Thank you. Oh, we're going. I'm going.
And the Cleveland Marathon is tomorrow.
Yes.
So if you and your mom want to sign up, I'm sure they'll
take the ante from the 5K to a full K.
I have done the Cleveland Marathon before.
Have you really?
What? With my mom.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's like the top of the top of the top. I mean, neighborhood has their little 5Ks and everything else,
yeah.
But the Cleveland Marathon is like...
That seems pretty intense.
Yeah. I'm pretty competitive. My mom signed up, I'm like, I'll do it.
Just in.
Molly Carney, wonderful to meet you. Thank you so much for coming
nice
in.
So nice to meet you guys. Thanks for having me.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.